Today I'd like to talk about, with regard to the laws of Chol HaMoed, shaving and getting a haircut. When does a person need to get a haircut before the Regalim, before the Yom Tovim? The Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, writes, Shemitzvah Galeach Be'erev Yom Tov. Specifically, it should be done on the day before Yom Tov. However, according to the opinion of the Prima Gadim, he writes that Ein Mitzvah L'Staper Be'erev Yom Tov Davka. Doesn't have to be that you cut your hair immediately before the holiday. Shemitzvah Yishlo Yichanis L'Regel Kishim Novel. The idea is so that you should not enter into Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos looking unkempt. V'im Histaper Toch Shloshim L'Regel. If you got a haircut, let's say, within the past month, Shuv Lo Yem Novel B'Regel. You're not going to look bad. You can still look nice. Your hair will still look good. And therefore, according to Prima Gunim, it's not necessary to get a haircut specifically on Erev Yom Tov. So too, the Piskei Tshuvas and Piskei Tosas tell us, explains, that the mitzvah is stopper b'Erev Yom Tov, o hayom shulafon of davka. He actually says that you should get a haircut either on Erev Yom Tov or maybe the day before. Why? After all, you're not going to look menuvel, you'll still look nice. Sheim yistaper shlosh yomim kodem haregel, because if you get a haircut a few days before the holiday, lo yeh nicker shulakobin haregel nistaper. It's not going to be so recognizable that you're getting this haircut specifically for the holiday. Now, how about when it comes to laundry? So the Prima Gadim tells us, Kasav, Shiafilu imitzvah l'staper b'erev yom tov davka. Interesting those words, the Prima Gadim, that says that even if you would hold that there's a mitzvah to get a haircut on erev yom tov davka, to show that you're getting a haircut for the honor of the regel. Nonetheless, when it comes to laundering, you do not have to do a laundry immediately before Yom Tov. The other Rabbi, he says quite the opposite. If a person does a laundry before Erev Yom Tov, a few days before, it's even better. Because after all, because then you'll have time to be able to do other things so close to the particular holiday at hand. Now, how about Chol HaMoed? The Aruch HaShulchan tells us, Giluach v'tisparot, and when it comes to shaving and as well as getting a haircut, Asur b'Chol HaMoed. Person is not allowed to get these things done on Chol HaMoed. Be'afa gab dezehu sarach Yom Tov, even though maybe it's for the needs of Yom Tov itself. De nivelhu loy leilach begoidel sa'aros, because it's not going to look nice. You're going to have such long hair. Be'gam sarhu l'mishenem morgul b'kach. If you're not used to having your hair so long, you usually get haircuts very often, you're not used to having your hair growing out this way. And it's going to take away from your Simchas Yom Tov. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Da Hayayochol, Hayochol, L'galeach Koidem Amoyed. You could have gotten a haircut before the holidays. The Adarab, and the opposite. Mishum Zeh, Guv Osro. It's completely forbidden. Da HaMitzvah L'galeach, L'stop hair, Be'erev HaRegel. Because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, similar to Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the mitzvah of getting a haircut should be on Erev Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed. And you should be doing so Mishum Kavod HaRegel, to show the proper respect that Yom Tov deserves. If we allow a person to get haircuts and do all these other things during Chol HaMoed, when they don't really have anything else to do, possibly Kol Echad Mipnei Tirdasav Kodem HaRegel Yaniach Al Chol HaMoed. Everyone's just going to push it off until Chol HaMoed. And therefore, because we were concerned about the kavod of Yom Tov, therefore we did not allow you to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Rather, we try our very best to influence you to get that haircut earlier on Erev Yom Tov. Now, what is the din when it comes to getting a haircut? What's the din when it comes to shaving? This is a very hot topic. And as I speak to people in Chol HaMoed, many of us who have nice, clean, shaven faces, I probably have to be very careful about these halachot. But I have to tell you exactly what the Sfarim tell us. Das Rov HaPoskim, according to, as it says here, the majority of the poskim, Shafil mi shiragil aglech zakeinu b'chol yoim, even a person who is accustomed to shave their beards every day, asul agalcho b'chol moed, you're not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. V'afdol shayach tam gezeres chazal, even though the reason why a person about not getting a haircut during Chol HaMoed or shaving during Chol HaMoed really doesn't apply, because the whole idea is so you don't look disgusting when you enter into the holiday. Well, I entered into the holiday clean shaven, but a few days later I'm going to have some growth. Kol Malkum Kfar Gazol Chazal, this is what the sages taught us. We have no right to be able to change that which they told us. Now, even though in those days, as Sfarim tell us, they weren't used to shaving. Everyone had beards. Maybe they would trim them with scissors, but basically everyone had a beard. No one would shave all the way down to their skin. So we don't have the permission to do something which the Chazal, our sages, did not do themselves. Av im batal tam iser ki mevor benachal eshkol. Even though really, it's not something which really applies these laws, nonetheless, we're not allowed to deviate from these halachos, and therefore you may not shave. Then, fortunately for us all, comes the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He explains, shemedina yesh lahatir gilu achazakin. Really, there is room to be lenient when it comes to shaving. Bismanenu, in this day and age. Lemi sharagil bo b'chol yoyim. Someone who is accustomed to shaving every day. Afil im ragil bo rak pam achas lo shoshi yamim. Even if you don't shave every day, you shave every 3 days. But still, Chol HaMoed is a good chunk of time. So therefore, when it comes to the next Yom Tov, you want to look nice. So according to Rav Moshe Zatzal, it's clear that he holds a person is allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. Of course, it's not referring to someone who has a very long beard and they don't want to wait till Chol HaMoed to shave it off. Someone that's accustomed to shaving on a continual basis. Mikol Makom, but even Rav Moshe Zatzal throws in the following. He says, Dolmaisa ein lahatiru rakumi sheish hotzarech b'yoyser o mitzdar b'yoyser. We should only really be lenient someone who has a need for it, or it bothers them. So someone typically, based on these words, that shave all the time, and you would never see them unshaven with some growth of a couple of days, and for them to do so would be embarrassing, they'd feel uncomfortable walking out of their home that way. That's certainly something which would be considered mitzta'er b'yoser. Now, according to the Nadabi Yehuda, Nadabi Yehuda also says, he's heter l'mi shigliach zakeinu b'erev yom tov l'galcha b'chol HaMoed. And Nadabi Yehuda also says that we're allow a person that shaves on erev yom tov to also shave during Chol HaMoed. Now, there's another leniency, another kula when it comes to shaving a beard. And that is, if it comes to possibly jeopardize a business transaction. Because we know in Chol HaMoed there's a din of davar ha'aved. There's something which will cause a loss, then we allow you to be more lenient on Chol HaMoed to do that thing. Shezen nechshav kedavar ha'aved. When it's something which a person, by not shaving, you walk into work on Chol HaMoed, and you're supposed to have this beautiful Armani suit, and all of a sudden you have these hairs coming out of your chin, it's going to end up losing some major businesses, some major deals, some major clients. That's a davar ha'aved. If a davar ha'aved lo gozer chazal, al kibos v'giluach, kimavor b'shita mikubetzas. Shita mikubetzas clearly tells us that a person is allowed to shave, is allowed to even do laundry, if it's going to impede upon their ability to ensure that there will not be a davar ha'aved, a monetary loss. In concluding the words of the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha tells us Certainly, if it's something for an illness that a person may have, or some certain circumstances such as that, we certainly will be lenient and will allow a person to shave for refuah.